Well, it was a really good team victory today. I think the fans helped us out a lot. They were loud. It helped with their communication in the no huddle offense. The other thing was kind of nice to see today too was we had a lot of alumni and a lot of them in those gold jackets in the Hall of Fame. So we love having those guys here, and hope they continue to stick around. I thought it was a big series when we came out at the end of halftime. You know, we gave up that bad touchdown before the half, and then we went out defensively. I think it was a three and out, and then we went down and scored offensively, put it back to a 10-point game. But that's San Diego's a good football team. It was hard fighting. I don't think the score was really indicative of the game until the end. But I'm proud of our guys, the way they worked and the way they competed. And, you know, we got some fighters on this football team. Questions?
Is containing the run, again, the hallmark of what you need to do to kind of set up the rest of your defense? Like, we've seen that 2 weeks in a row now.
It is important to be able to do that. I know that our guys are starting to take a lot of pride. You know, they came out in a three tight end set, you know, which we have seen before. And it was good that we shut it down early. And, you know, it's just it's about a mindset and about physicality and about toughness and all the things really that I try to preach every single day. But when you can stop the run, then eventually you can lay your ears back.
How much concern is there about Xavier right now on that flukish play that we saw, the collision with Zadeo on the touchdown?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I have not been able to talk to him. I know he's going through the protocol, and we'll see. I don't know.
Adrian said he's back. He's all the way back. He kind of said versus last week. What strides has he made just even in the past week?
On Tuesday he came in and he was he was doing a bunch of sprints trying to get his wind back. He was, you know, trying to get everything back into the football shape. And then today, you know, it was rough sledding a little bit at the beginning. They were blitzing the heck out of us, trying to stop the run. And then, but eventually, if you're doing that all the time, usually things catch up to you. And he made a great run, a couple great runs. So we did a nice job blocking downfield for him as well. It's never really fun for me, to be honest with you. We have quite a few blitzes left in the package if we need them. But I felt like today it was important that we went after this quarterback. I did not want him to sit in there and throw the football. So we decided that we were either going to get the ball out of his hands or we're going to hit him. And I think we hit him a few times today. Pretty good, really. You know they hit that crossing route on us a couple times, and I won't say who I talk to, because I tend to get in trouble. But they come in there and they kind of get in our way of, on some of these crossing routes. So we have to do a better job of knowing where we're. Man, I'm gonna get in trouble again. next question. Sorry.
What's your bird's eye view on Greenway's interception, the convoy he had, and did you get blocked out? What happened to the sidelines there?
Somebody ran into me and knocked me down, and so we ended up getting three guys, the official, me, and another coach. So we have to do a better job there. But somebody ran into me. I'm not taking credit for that one. I would if it was me. But Chad, I was concerned about the guy. The receiver was coming up behind him. I think it might have been Malcolm Floyd was trying to run up, and you know he had the ball a little bit loose, and I didn't want him to fumble it. And then next thing I know, I'm on the ground. I actually didn't see the touchdown.
Mike, it's 2 weeks in a row that you beat up the opposing quarterback pretty good. Is that a little bit of the mentality that you talk about, just to make sure that they know they come in here, they're going to leave here bruised?
Well, we want to hit the quarterback as many times as we can. That's for sure. We want to do it legally. We want to do it in the right target area, which for the most part, you know, I think we got one today. But in the last 2 weeks, we've hit these guys a few times, but we've hit them clean. And, you know, I think the hit that Barr put on him there in the third quarter, I think that had a toll on him. You know, with these great quarterbacks, the more they're under duress, the more difficult it is for them.
Mike, you mentioned how much Chad's really accepted his role. What does it mean to see him get rewarded?
Yeah, well, it's great. He's a class guy. He's captain, leader. You know, and I'm talking to him all the time. I told him he would play more this week because I knew the no huddle would, you know, tend to get us a lot more guys in there. So, you know, we're still looking at things. You know, it doesn't mean that he's not going to play more than what he has. It's just, you know, how the way we've been going. But, you know, we're going to continue to try. We have good depth here, and especially at the linebacker spot. So we're going to continue to try to get those guys rolled in there and playing so we're fresh and we have a chance to continue to swarm the football and hit the quarterback.
How do you think
I thought he did good. He made some good plays. You know, they went at him early, the first play of the half, and, you know, threw a stop route on him. He made the tackle. He did some good things in tackling today. I also think I can remember one play he could have been better on, but other than that, I think it was a good first deal. I saw him in the locker room at halftime. I said, hey, 26, it's your time now. Let's go. So we have confidence in him. I've been saying he's been getting better each week. I told somebody this week, it looks like, you know, I think Trey has a chance to play some. And, you know, I didn't think it would be under these circumstances, but, you know, I thought he'd be getting closer to playing.
So you thought you might make some advantage?
Well, you know, with the no huddle and the things like that and guys going and, you know, all the, you know, the throwing that they do, I figured that there might be an opportunity for him to get some playing time, yeah.
How does North Turner feel about beating the Chargers first time he's gone against them? What do you think of Norv's game plan overall?
Well, Norv always has a good game plan. You know, they were trying to stymie us with a lot of things that they were doing. I think Norv is out of that revenge thing or anything like that. I know he has a lot of friends with them, and he always wants to win just like we all do. But he didn't say anything, you know, after the game. He didn't, you know, It was just like another day.
Adrian seemed to get most of his work from under center.
Excuse me?
Adrian seemed to get most of his work under center with more tight ends, perhaps. Did the plan change at all with him? It seemed less shotgun.
Well, we went in saying we were going to try and run the ball a little bit, yeah. But it wasn't. It wasn't really saying gun or no gun or anything like that. It just some, you know, we got a lot of plays on that sheet, and sometimes they just get called that way.
Can you explain the decision to replace Sendejo with Lamb in the fourth quarter?
He got hurt.
Okay. Are there any updates on Charles Johnson, speaking of that?
He's got a rip. We'll see how it goes. I mean, he felt like he could go back in, and then came out, and he just couldn't twist good enough.
What's Sendejo?
Leg.
Do you think Blair Walsh moved past whatever he did?
Yeah, everybody was saying he's 50% in the preseason. I know the last two games he's like 90% now, right? So I tend to think that Blair is who he is. I think what we saw continually throughout last year and through what I see in practice every single day, I think that's Blair Walsh that I know. So we expect him to make those kicks.
You said you wanted to blitz Phillip Rivers anyway, but were you allowed to do that more when you got the two score lead on him right away? How did those fast starts help you?
I don't know that we were able to any more than that. You know, I know I tried to hit him a couple times on first and second down and then got him in the third down. I was trying to mix up the blitz and trying to mix up some coverage on him. You know, they hit us on that dang screen. It was a blitz. You know, I got greedy there. And then, you know, they hit us on the third and 18 that we misplayed. It was terrible. So, and then we kind of lost our composure and, you know, so that's my fault.
Thank you.
Was it time for two more? Was it the plan to have Adam and Cordero play that much, or was that just a byproduct of the fact that Charles Johnson got dinged up?
It was that, and then our guys got a little bit winded at times. So, but Adam went in there and did a good job. He caught a nice slant. Cordero got a chance to get in there and do some. I mean, he was part of the plan this week as well.
Was there any chance you'd be without Peterson today, considering his personal issue at the hospital there?
His personal issue? I mean, he had a baby. Yeah, his wife did. Was there any concern? No, not really. I mean, he called me early this morning, and then I said, are you not going to be at the game? And he said, I can't say that. And I said, well, I need to know by a certain time. And then he texted me and said, I'll be there.
How early did he call you?
I was like 8:30 or something. I don't remember exactly.
When did he text you back?
I don't know, 9:45-ish?
Who cares?
Whatever. Rick said, who cares?
All right.
Good.
You expect to use number 84 more at receiver?
Well, he continues to do a good job working. And, it's still, I think we'll continue to get him in the mix, yeah. All right. Thank you.